Here's one for anyone who's ever looked at a situation and thought, someone should really do something, and then realized with mild horror that someone might be them. Let's be honest, there's a special kind of dread that sets in when you spot a need, feel a nudge, and immediately start looking around for someone more qualified, less tired, just a bit more them. You? You're standing there holding your keys, your conscience, and a vague sense of defeat. This is messy advice for people who care, for folks who feel deeply called to help, as long as someone else gets there first. This is Johan on the edge of being helpful, offering wisdom I possibly need to hear more than you do. A need gets shared in a church group chat. Someone's sick, needs meals. There's that familiar moment of hesitation where everyone sees it, but no one responds. You hover over the reply button, I mean, I could, but then come the doubts. What if someone else knows them better? What if I overlap? What if my help just makes things more awkward? So you wait, and the moment slips by. And that's where today's question comes in, from someone who wants to be helpful, but often feels like maybe they're not the one who should be stepping in. I often feel like I'm not the right person to help, like someone else would do it better. How do I know when to step in and when to step back? Hey, if you've ever second-guessed your way out of caring, this one's for you. And that probably means this one's for all of us. According to Mental Health Research Canada, in 2022, 41% of Canadians reported not feeling confident in how to support someone experiencing emotional distress. Now, that's not a lack of compassion. It's a fear of messing up. We don't need more hearts. We need a little more courage to trust the ones that we've got. So yeah, wanting to help and knowing how aren't always the same thing. But maybe the better question is, do you really need to be qualified to care? Now, if you're in the care impact circles, maybe you're trauma care informed, but the reality is most of us aren't trained in trauma response. We're just trying to figure out if dropping off banana bread counts as ministry. Spoiler alert, it does. Think about this scenario. You hear that someone at church just got some heavy news, a diagnosis, a loss, something hard. So you start to reach out, and then you second guess yourself. Do I know them well enough? What if I say the wrong thing? What if they have lots of people helping them already? What if my awkwardness turns a moment of care into a weird memory they carry forever? So you wait. Then someone else steps in, and you're left wondering if you missed your moment. Now let's consider this.
Let's get biblical, biblical.
Looking at the story of Moses in Exodus 3 and 4, God appears to Moses in a burning bush, a literal miracle, and calls him to go to Pharaoh to lead his people out of Egypt. Pretty big job. And Moses' response? Basically, hard pass. He doesn't say, I'm honored. He says, who am I? And then he spends the next chapter trying to convince God that he's the wrong guy. He says he's not persuasive, not articulate, not qualified, that he has no authority. He even asks God to send literally anyone else. And here's what's wild. God doesn't reassure Moses with a pep talk. He doesn't say, no, you're amazing. You totally got this. He says, I will be with you. God doesn't validate Moses by listing his skills. He validates him with presence. He shifts the focus away from Moses' readiness to God's sufficiency. And later, when Moses still won't budge, God sends him a teammate, Aaron. Not because Moses is weak, but because God meets us where we're at, even when our confidence is hiding under a rock. Maybe being the right person to help has less to do with your credentials and more to do with your willingness to show up and trust the one who has called you. God's not asking for spiritual resumes, just availability. Okay, here's my takeaway. You don't have to be the best person. You just have to be the present one. If you've noticed the need, that might be the only credential you need. Because most of the time, God doesn't recruit the polished, just the willing. So if you've been holding back, waiting for a sign that you're qualified, this might be it. your heart's tug is already a good start. And if you got a question about caregiving boundaries, spiritual exhaustion, or just want to be part of a conversation of like-minded people, head over to the Care Impact Podcast group on our Facebook page. We want to hear from you, even if your help comes with a side of uncertainty. Until next time, keep loving, keep laughing. And if you're waiting for someone more qualified, tag, you're it. And hey, if it gets awkward, that just means that you're doing it sincerely. And always remember to stay curious.